This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Chediak. Well, it turns out that last month's devastating Eaton fire in L.A. that wiped out Altadena may have been started by a high-voltage power line that was no longer in use. That is one line that is one of many abandoned lines in the state that have not been pulled down. So, Mark, do we know how many lines like this are still out there? And does anybody have a map or a manifest of how many and where they are?
Hi, yes, thanks for having me on your broadcast. And the answer to that question is no, the state actually does not know how many of these idled lines are strung across it. There aren't any maps or databases that we were able to find at Bloomberg News that tracked these idled lines. And in fact, when we reached out to state regulators and agencies asking them if they had such information, the answer was they do not.
Are they allowed to keep track of it, or can they require that utility companies give them that information? Because, you know, the Eaton fire is not the first time that we've heard something like this happen. Here in Northern California, in wine country, one of these lines triggered the 2019 fire that, you know, destroyed over 300 structures. So it's not the first time.
No, it's not the first time, and you're right. The Kincade fire in 2019 was sparked when a piece of equipment broke off of a decommissioned transmission line owned by PG&E. After that happened, the state did tell PG&E to identify and remove all of its abandoned lines that posed a wildfire risk, but the state did not do the same for the other utilities. So the utilities themselves do have this information, but they have not, aside from PG&E, they have not been required to divulge it.
And you would think that given the liability, when we're looking at more and more of these urban wildfires, that they would, you know, be putting more attention to some of these, outdated power lines.
Yes, and that's exactly what wildfire experts have said that we spoke to for this story, that this clearly is a danger sort of hiding in plain sight, and it is something that the state needs to pay more attention to, and I suspect they will. Again, we don't know exactly. Investigators haven't determined exactly what caused the Eaton fire. But the utility that is suspected of starting it, Southern California Edison, has come out and said that they are investigating, looking at whether or not their idled line may have been involved. So I think if it's true, if it does turn out that their abandoned line was the cause of this fire, I really do expect the state to take a much closer look at that.
You'd mentioned that other than PG&E, who was ordered to take down these dead lines, no other utility has been forced to do that. Does the state follow up on those orders to make sure that those things are done?
Yes, they're supposed to, and PG&E has been required to issue reports to the state on their progress in taking down these lines, and PG&E said they had removed 65 lines out of 72 that they had identified. They had removed those by the end of last year. However, the other utilities, like I said, have not been asked or required to do similar work.
Thanks for the reporting, Mark. That is Bloomberg's Mark Chediak. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays. That'll come at you at 8 a.m.